Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United Nations Human Rights Office says the Islamic State group appears to be using tens of thousands of civilians in and around the Iraqi city of Mosul as human shields. A UN spokeswoman said Friday in Geneva that credible reports suggest ISIS has been forcing tens of thousands from their homes.
ISIL's depraved, cowardly strategy is to attempt to use the presence of civilian hostages to render certain points, areas, or military forces immune from military operations, effectively using tens of thousands of women, men, and children as human shields. Many of those who refused to comply were shot on the spot.
The UN says it has received reports of more than 200 people being killed for refusing to comply with ISIL's orders or for previously belonging to the Iraqi security forces. Iraqi forces are within 6 kilometers from the edge of Mosul on the eastern edge, but progress has been slower south of Mosul. Syrian rebel groups say they are waging a large-scale offensive in Aleppo to break the government's siege on neighborhoods in the eastern part of the divided city. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Friday rebel shelling in West Aleppo killed 15 civilians and wounded 100. An airstrike on a school in Syria killed nearly 30 people, most of them children. Both the observatory and the White House have said that either the Syrian or Russian governments were responsible for the attacks. Meantime, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov hosted foreign ministers of Syria and Iran in Moscow Friday to discuss the situation in Aleppo. Following the meeting, Lavrov said Russia will keep supporting the Syrian government while the West is considering new sanctions to put pressure on both countries to halt an offense against the rebel-held parts of Aleppo, which has drawn international outrage. This is